flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, including the great Ryan Sentz, founder of Funky Buddha Brewery. Great at beers, terrible at word games. I don't know if that's the official liner they gave us or not, but...
You've been beating him?
Well, it's up in the air. So this week, you know, we're playing for $100.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a 6-game lead on me, which is almost insurmountable. And in fact, I can't win this week. The best I can do is tie, because there were 6 games left starting last night, essentially. I would have to run 6 in a row. Nobody's ever done that before. I have run 5 in a row. We have 1 game left to play tonight.
Quartortle.
And he's octortle, correct. And he is... He's doing this weird stuff. I played the wrong game today. He had different words. The win doesn't count. He's flailing. Just flailing. I'm seeing him in a sad light. I'm not going to lie. He's not the guy you thought he was.
Jimmy Butler, Ryan Sintz, you know.
Yes, yes. There's an unbelievable analogy as to what's going on right now, because Ryan almost wants to pull a Jimmy Butler right now and just, you know, take his phone and walk away. Nothing's fair. Nothing's right. But in the meantime, very coincidental he's doing that in the midst of the first ever 5-game losing streak by anyone here. So, you know, you get a little glimpse into his personality. He wants to take his phone and go home. And listen, I may not win the 6th game, and I will happily pay him the $100 and say I lost, but I will go out like a man.
Yeah. He should
Ryan's
double
going
or nothing.
Out. He wants to be on FaceTime, you know.
Double
he
or nothing.
Double or nothing regardless. I mean, listen, I'm not stopping. But
what is that?
But I don't know if I could ever really beat him, because I've seen the shenanigans he's pulling even when I'm not beating him. Like, I realize, like, he's just one of these guys who will not admit defeat. He can't be gracious in defeat. So,
uh-oh. Might have just got a text from Ryan.
So, Ryan, if you're listening, once again, love you, bro. Every Monday, I cannot wait to go to Funky Buddha, host trivia, Maple Bacon Coffee Porter party. I'm going to be there.
I have an insider saying, Hawk, you might be a little fraudulent right now.
I'm not. I'll show you the games. I will show you the games. I'm telling you, I stand on the business. Attitude of if you lose like a man. If you win like a man, but you always honor what's right. You have some sort of integrity. And what I found from Ryan during this week is there may be a slight lack of integrity there. That doesn't mean that he's not great at making beers, because he is. But I mean, the maple bacon coffee porter, you can't beat that.
Isn't this what it's supposed to come down to, game seven?
Yes, and I came back. Listen, he's about to be on the end of being Golden State, and I'm Cleveland. There's no way I should have rattled off five wins in a row, let alone the possibility of six. And I'm about to do it to his ass tonight. And he doesn't know what to do. So he's flailing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's Rudy Giuliani in 2020 holding press conferences in front of Four Seasons Landscaping with sweat pouring down his brow. And it's a sad scene in the Sense household or the Funky Buddha offices, wherever he's playing the games from. It's a sad scene going on right now.
Well, you know, some screenshots, you know, a little evidence.
Happy to give them to you. Whatever you want, happy to give me. I will show you game after game after game. There's literally nothing for debate. Someone has a better score than the other person.
Yes.
And five games in a row, I've got the better score than Ryan. But he's in this alternate universe. You know what happens when you become uber successful like him,
mm-hmm.
and he just surrounds himself with yes men, people who would say, oh, yeah, great idea to have duck confit on nachos. When you're surrounded by yes men who will do that, you live in an alternate reality and you can no longer tell what's real anymore.
So what time is this Octorto game going off?
Whenever I damn well feel like it. Ooh. Tonight.
Uh-oh.
We'll live stream
hey,
that one.
Big man.
Yeah, that's right.
This thing took a turn.
Right, because listen, Wynn with some with
hey. It's our dude
he's texting
man.
Me now that just inappropriate thing. Yeah. Inappropriate.
Kind of standing up for Ryan a little bit here. It's a little excessive right there for over October.
Regardless,
game.
Speaking of Funky Buddha, yeah. You can watch the big game there on Sunday the 9th, 1 week from this Sunday. Watch the game in the tap room in Oakland Park. They're going to have an exclusive beer release for the big game. They're also going to have two exclusive specialty cocktails, one of them featuring Ryan's Salty Tears. Also, they have 20% off to-go beers and kegs for your home big game party. And that offer starts 1 week from today. You can stop by the tap room and get in on that. Friday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, they're having a Valentine's Day beer pairing dinner, a five-course dinner curated by executive chef Jeff Vincent, paired with a variety of specialty beers, including the maple bacon coffee porter. There's going to be live piano and it's going to be a really fun Valentine's night. Tickets are available at funkybuddha.com. And, of course, February 15th, Crowder, Dan Day. You guys know what February 15th is.
Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
That is right. Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. It is free. It's an all-day event, no cover, live bands, DJs, all the fun stuff. And you can get all the details at funkybuddha.com.
If you enjoy fun, not even you eat beer. Like if you get beer, they have they have lineups of beer sampling. But if you enjoy just fun, you need to be there February 15th. It's one of the best events in South Florida.
Like I'll tell you,
I see Ryan maybe walking around with long face, tears running down his eyes. Well, then you know he's playing a word game against me.
I get him old hop gun. We'll chalk it up.
This Ryan. I mean, just, you know, take it like a man. I you know, when you're on, everything's so fine and dandy when he's putting up a couple of wins in a row and he's sending me brooms in the mail. Like, everything's cute. Roll up five straight victories on him. Oh, this is wrong and that's wrong and you're using letters that don't exist. And I mean, how can you argue a word game?
He said you're using Enyes. There's no Enyes. I got you, Ryan. There's no such thing as an NEA in Quatortle.
let's get a quick look at the headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Panthers looking to keep a winning streak going as they have two games this weekend against
the
Chicago
Can't have a winning streak if it's against Ryan Sense.
He ain't worth a damn.
Chicago Blackhawks come to town tomorrow at 1. Then the New York Islanders come to town Sunday at 6. And you can stop by that Funky Buddha Tap Room over there in the Amerant Bank Arena if you go to the games.
That is true. That's a good place to stop Saturday and Sunday.
Man, I got 5 free beers. I don't know if Ryan wants to hear this, but, man, they were watching out for me at the tap room.
They were taking care of you?
What?
Nice.
I'm double-fisted.
Got the Senior Bowl tomorrow. That's going to be at 2:30 in Mobile, Alabama. Some of the Miami guys are going to be there, like Xavier Restrepo and Elijah Arroyo, to name a few.
All right, very good.
Former Miami quarterback Cam Ward signed a new deal with New Era in preparation for the NFL Scouting Combine.
I was just hearing.
Ryan makes like a lobby. He's like, oh, you never would have gotten lobby in 4 tries. Yeah, okay. Yeah, lobby's really tough, Ryan.
Tough word.
A long one. I just read during the break that Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss, the little good-looking white dude, yeah, he might be fighting for one of the top 2 quarterback positions.
Really?
Yeah.
That always happens, though, right around now, and then you get to the combine and stuff. Somebody emerges as like this guy you were sleeping on, but I think Cam Ward. I think he's going to be the runaway first quarterback pick.
I'm with you. I think I know his arm talent is better than the rest of the quarterbacks.
After leading his alma mater, Miami Northwestern, to a state championship, Teddy Bridgewater has been named the Miami Herald's 3A, 1A Coach of the Year.
You know, Ryan Sense actually wanted to name his brewery Funky Buddy, and he just misspelled it.
No. Really?
Now, Dan, he just knows Ryan's listening, man. Well, it's out there now. I think of Ryan.
For years, he would be like, oh, yeah, I have this brewery. It's Funky Buddy or whatever. And finally, someone had to pull him aside and go, you know, you didn't spell Buddy. You wrote Buddha. He's like, that's not how you spell it.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this octortal score.
I'm invested too.
Oh, you're invested in Funky Buddha. Funky Buddy ain't make it.
Monday, that's appointment listening right there.
Funky Buddy.
One more thing. Jimmy may or may not be running in the Miami Marathon this coming Sunday morning.
What you got going, Jimmy?
Maybe I'll be running.
Somebody texts in. He really wanted to create the maple baby coffee porter. And again, misspelled it. Had to throw some bacon in and pretend like that's what he intended.
This is toffee. No. Put some coffee in there.
What a creative process. Oh, man. Funky Buddy does have a nice ring to it, though.
I'm actually thinking about opening a brewery right next door called Funky Buddy. With nachos, by the way. Run his ass right out of business.
You know what? You were talking about sketch comedy shows. You remember Tom Green's show?
Mm. Yes. I just watched his documentary the other night.
Is it good?
It's interesting. I didn't realize just how popular he was. Because I was like, you're probably like right smack in the right age group for him. Mm-hmm. But I think it was on Amazon or Peacock or something. It was, like, I didn't realize just how much he exploded. Like, I would watch his show on MTV, the Tom Green Show, the original one, and I knew that he was married to Drew Barrymore and stuff, but I didn't realize, like, he was, like, A-list for a year or so.
I was going to say it was a short window, but the Tom Green Show was funny.
Yeah.
This is the Tom Green Show. It's this not the Green the Tom Green Show.
Yeah.
This is my favorite show.
He it's kind of what all these Instagram people do nowadays, which is the man on the street stuff and the, you know, like the funny bits.
No, he had something called Undercutter's Pizza where he would follow pizza people around.
Yeah. He says in this documentary, you'd love this documentary, but he says there are certain bits to this day in 2025 that people come up to him and reference, and Undercutter's Pizza is one of them.
It was so funny to have a cheese pizza and a lunchbox full of like toppings.
It was a tackle box.
And tackle box and run up and be like, what'd you get? Pepperoni? And just throw a bunch of pepperonis on a cheese pizza. How much they charging you? $14. I'll charge you $10.
Yeah, it was brilliant. The people he's showing, like the scene where the guys were getting super angry at him and they throw his tackle box on the ground.
Undercutters.
Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid 70s. Going to be like that pretty much all weekend long.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Google sting and tantric sex. You won't believe what you read.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk Hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I goof around about Funky Buddha and Ryan, but that is a great place to be on the weekends and on Mondays when our own Dan Day hosts trivia there. Monday nights, Funky Buddha Brewery. Mark it on your calendar. Watch the big game there a week from Sunday. Spend your Valentine's Day there. I mean, they got a lot of action going on at Funky Buddha. And of course, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up February 15th. Fun week of shows, and next week will be even better because Super Bowl week is always just a fun week. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like the week before school lets out. Like the official end of football season always feels to me like the end of school letting out, you know, and I like hockey and basketball, but man, nothing like football. And football, when it's over, you get that long break till it's back. But next week will be fun. We'll have Josh Appel out on Radio Row for us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Crowder will be in New Orleans as well with The Pivot, and we'll have a fun week of shows leading up to the Super Bowl. So make sure you are listening next week for sure. Cheetah Pompano, that is a great spot to watch any big game, including the big game, any big fight card. They've got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day, happy hour specials till 6, full dinner menu in the evening as well. Everybody obviously talking about Philly and KC next week. We'll talk about it a lot next week. Watch the game at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach. At halftime, they'll give away a platinum VIP card worth $1,000. Complimentary hamburger or hot dog platters at halftime as well. $100 bottle specials during the game. $1 off Coronas. And their tailgate party, free lunch, starts that afternoon at 11:30. So big game Sunday will be a big old party at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. That's going to do it for us on this Friday. Thank you to Dan Day filling in for Solana the last couple of days. Thank you to Jimmy, of course. Good luck to everybody running the Miami Marathon. I see Jimmy in the back running the marathon. Good luck to everybody doing that on Sunday. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat, go Panthers, go Canes. We will speak with you el lunes.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.